The return of winter weather late this week and into the weekend is leading to cold weather shelters opening their doors. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Lows Thursday evening are expected to drop to near freezing and not much of a rise on Friday and Saturday nights, according to John Purdy at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
Well, we've already had a cold front move through the region, and it's already pushed south of the Gulf. Behind cold fronts is normally a large high-pressure system that settles in across the area, and high pressure brings cooler temperatures and clearer skies.
As far as the numbers, the low Thursday night is forecast to be around 34 degrees, with lows of 40 to 45 the next two nights. The two saving graces are light winds and dry conditions.
The winds are actually going to be settling down a little bit at nighttime, but let's say around daybreak, the wind chills that we're expecting across the area are primarily going to be around upper 20s, low 30s for Thursday and Friday morning.
As a general rule, local shelters open when the nighttime lows drop to below the 40 to 45 degree mark. Among those operating will be Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, where Pastor Brian Nong and volunteers are gearing up for their eighth year.
Cots are ready to go. Our volunteers are ready to go. And so anybody in the community who is either homeless or heatless, we're ready to welcome them tonight between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m.
No one will be admitted after 8:30 unless brought in by law enforcement, and nobody will be allowed to stay if under the influence of drugs or alcohol, disoriented, or are unable to walk unaided. The shelter closes at 7 o'clock the following morning.
We're not able to take pets. We are glad for anybody of any age. At times, we have had families in years past, and so if families do need to come, we are happy for them to come. They do not need to bring an ID. Just check in, and then we'll have a warm meal for them and a place for them to sleep for the night in the warmth.
The shelter is part of Ferris Hill's year-round benevolence ministry, which also includes food and clothing distribution, tutoring, and help with job resumes. It's called the I-58 ministry, after Isaiah 58 in the scriptures.
And in that passage, it teaches about meaningful religion, helping those who are without shelter, who are hungry, and other physical needs. And for us, this is a physical bridge to a spiritual destination. It's our opportunity to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We like to call them ambassadors of grace.
Whenever the weather gets down to 40 degrees or below with a wind chill, or if there's a 40% or greater chance of rain, we have what we call a bad weather night.
Bob Rogers at Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola says they're expecting about 180 people during the cold snap as compared to the normal 120 clients.
We have overnight dorm of 74 beds. And we do have overflow mats. I think there's 65 mats, plus we've got linens and blankets and pillows and things like that. So we're in a pretty good shape to take care of those who will show.
Rogers says this round of chill will be good practice for later in the winter when temps could plummet well below freezing.
You know, then we're looking into keeping somebody 24 hours a day, basically opening up the chapel, because, you know, if it gets down into the teens and doesn't get out of that range throughout the day, it's a pretty dangerous situation. So we like to have a place where they can stay and be warm.
Temperatures are expected to moderate to more seasonal levels by the first of next week. Forecaster John Purdy says don't look for any major swings in readings either way, at least for now.
Our warmest day coming up this week will probably be maybe Sunday into Monday. Temperatures only in the mid-60s, so right around normal for this time of year, and so I think we do have kind of a more normal winter pattern setting up.
Ferris Hill Baptist Church is located at 6848 Chaffin Street in Milton. Waterfront Rescue Mission is at 380 West Herman Street in Pensacola, and Waterfront's Women's Shelter is on Pace Boulevard. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.